Hey everyone, welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. My name is Jackson.
My name's Beck, and today we're going to be talking about our new series, Table Talk. We're going to have a conversation around the touchier topics that you would not normally bring into conversation. So let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so we, as a church, are starting a new series. It's called Table Talk.
Yes.
What the heck is that, you may ask?
I know.
Basically, we're just going to be taking four topics that people are talking about right now and explaining a biblical perspective behind them. But the table talk comes from, they're the kind of topics you wouldn't normally bring to the table with particular friends, with your family. Maybe they bring a bit of tension when they're brought up.
Yeah,
so we're just going to chat about them, chat about what people may be thinking, chat about what the Bible says, what we as a church kind of believe, and just wanting to equip people with how they can engage in those areas and live a great life.
Because they're like topics that you generally just want to take a back seat on, like friendships. And even though that sounds like, oh, wow, what would you take about like – friendships that aren't serving you. Like
buzzword.
Doesn't serve me, so I'm cutting it out. You know, the polarization of power right now, it's just like left, right. It's so binary. Mental health, huge topic. Like, and I'm so thankful that it's just become in the last, I don't know, 10 years, it's just become a lot more talked about. But it's still, we often shy away. Someone starts saying, oh, been struggling with anxiety or I've got depression. People are still like, so like,
don't know how to like engage in it either.
And in a conversation over like a meal or when you're around a table, if these topics come up, we often just kind of go, okay, I don't want to. And even just the mystics, crystals, mystics.
Spirituality.
Being able to like, you know, understand what is that higher power? Because, you know, people are heading in a direction. Not to say it's completely wrong direction. It's just sometimes we're just not acknowledging that higher power. So it's going to be a great series that we're going to just unpack. I think I have a lot to learn in these areas.
Oh, me too.
My personality, like in general, is I'm an introvert. So going out to dinner is – It's a thing. I have to, it's not like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. So therefore, when if anything comes up at the table, I'm like, this is why I don't do these things. But it's going to be great for me to kind of like, you know, learn a little bit more about these things, to be able to empathize even, because a lot of, you know, if this if these were conversations in a TikTok feed, these are the ones that we always just swipe straight through. We're like, not interested, don't care. Or maybe
but
we've
don't
got
swipe past us.
No,
everyone.
Definitely not.
Engage with us, please.
Like, subscribe, got merch, link in bio.
Oh, we should get merch.
Yes. Totally should. So I'm excited to, you know, hear more about it. I got a lot to learn. Because friendships even, like,
I know, it doesn't sound like it's a touchy topic.
No, but I think deep down inside, we've all had a relationship or a friendship in some point of our life where we've recognized, hey, this is not good for me. And we've cut it out. Or maybe we haven't even realized that, hey, this is not good for me. So unpacking this in a series, I think is going to be really, really beneficial. Like for me, I made the mistake in my early 20s of just, I had some great mates coming through school. We left school, we started going partying and stuff like that. And then I was like, oh, my values are shifting. My direction in life is changing. That's not where I want to go. So I cut them out. And I had just now, like, you know, my mid 30s, I'm like, oh man, like I could have handled that so much better. I could have had a lot more grace for where they're at versus where I was heading. Because we're all on a journey, but also just could have had a bit more maturity in it and being like, boundaries. Hey, I'm not going to go out partying with you, but I'll still surf with you, still catch up, still, you know, have food. Like one of the things that we just loved doing was going surfing and then going to a cafe after and just eating some food, getting some sustenance. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I miss that.
Mm.
And now I've kind of got – they're not in my world anymore.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of regret there. And I think we all kind of carry a little bit of regret. And, like, what does forgiveness mean? What does it mean to have grace for people that are in a different place, different journey, different stage to us? Mm. How can we still maintain a friendship? How can we still – identify what's a good one and what's not about, like, not so good one, without needing to just cut.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think it's so important to, when you're in those situations, like, I feel like I sit more on the other side of, I'm a very, like, once you're in, oh, sorry, once I'm in, I'm, like, all in on this friendship.
Yeah.
And even if there's kind of, yeah, I don't know. I feel like in, like, an unhealthy way sometimes of, like, holding people kind of too high in my mind. So then when they don't meet certain things, I'm just like, oh, you've hurt me, even though they haven't intentionally done anything to me.
Yep.
And so I've had to learn to kind of, give people grace in that way of, like, oh, they might not have even realized that they've done that. But then communication.
Oh.
Everyone always says communication is key, and it's because it is.
Yeah.
Whether you're the one needing to end a friendship or you're the one just needing to put boundaries in place, like, all of those things are just wrapped up and you need to communicate.
Yeah.
You need to actually go into those conversations.
Yeah.
Be vulnerable. Be prepared for it to not go the way you want sometimes.
Sometimes.
But just communicate where you're at, hear where they're at. Allow them to correct things if they need to, or reject your offer and maybe that friendship does end.
Yeah.
I don't know. All those different things. It just takes
if it needs to end, ending in a good way.
Yeah, ending well where it's not like a – there's no bad blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a Tay-Tay reference there?
Unintentional.
You managed to get one in there. Nice. And we're also going to be jumping into spirituality and like looking at, you know, crystals, mystics, and manifestation of things. Mm. Have you ever kind of come across that in your journey in life?
Absolutely. Not not for me personally.
You don't have
I've never really engaged in that. Mm. But I definitely see it a lot in social media, different content, different podcasters I listen to. And
yeah.
Like, even just from, like, something like a vision board. Mm. Like, oh, I'm manifesting that over my year.
Yes.
And then when things happen, they're like, oh, yeah, I manifested that. And it happened. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, because you work towards it. But also there is power behind a lot of spiritual things that people engage in. And it's just a matter of, recognizing that we believe that there's a higher power.
Yeah.
The highest power.
Yeah. Yeah, even in like that higher power sense, like, not to say that those things, like, you know, if you're believing in that and that and you've manifested that, to when it's not about that's invalid. It's like, but there is something higher.
Yeah.
And like when we talk about manifestation, what is the difference between manifestation and having faith? It's like it's very, very close.
Very similar, yeah.
And I guess it's like faith is like believing things hoped for, evidence of things not yet seen. Manifestation's got that same belief of things hoped for. But I guess what it comes down to is some – and I wouldn't say that I'm an expert in this realm because I don't think I've ever manifested things, but I've – had faith for things. And I think the difference is being able to submit to that higher power and being like, whoa, I'm believing God, not the universe, God, the creator of the universe for this.
Yeah.
And I think, what happens when you're trying to manifest something and it doesn't work? You just keep on going manifesting.
Yeah. Or you would take the belief of, the universe doesn't want me to have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it's, like I was saying before, it's a couple of degrees off. Understanding the difference between the universe, creator of the universe, what is the higher power? Because,
you
know, there was...
How do we engage with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we let it shape our lives? And
because there is power. There are other powers, minor powers. And like, what? Where do we place ourselves and our belief and our wants and dreams? Where are we placing those? So that's going to be really cool to unpack.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, like, this is probably one of the biggest topics right now, but like the polarization and the extremes, the right wing, left wing, just not just political, but just like so many things that have become binary. If you think this, therefore you're that type.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which I think is, it doesn't allow for nuance. It doesn't allow for people to figure things out. And I think we're all learning.
Yeah.
We're always learning. No one's a complete expert. Even if you've got a PhD in something, you haven't got the full knowledge of everything to run through it. So I think we need to kind of adopt a more graceful opinion of things rather than having a polarized opinion.
Yeah, totally.
So it'll be really cool to unpack what that looks like, how to have those
conversations.
Those conversations. Yeah. When, you know, something like Trump comes up in your family dinner or your Christmas party, like, does it need to go down that route of like, well, because I've been there. I had a great conversation with a friend a few years ago when Trump was first running. And I think he, at the time, he was like pro-Trump. Anyway, the whole conversation, I was just using the worst logical fallacies just to argue, just to rile him up.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what I believed.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, come on. Like, how does a guy that says, you're fired, gonna ever run the country? But like,
oh my gosh,
just,
I forgot.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
But like, but it's now, it's just like, oh, people bringing up like politics at the dinner table. It's like, oh gosh, we can't talk about politics. It's not that like, and I think it's good to have boundaries.
Yeah.
But I think it's what we're trying to look at is like, let's actually talk about these from a biblical standpoint. What does the Bible say? Does it say actually shy away when someone talks politics?
Yeah.
Or does it say, you know, hear people? Listen to people.
Yeah, hear understand them, engage them, with them.
Have grace for an indifferent thought. Because, there was so many different things happening in the Bible. There was like people of Samaria, people of Judea. They're actually people of different regions, different beliefs. Yeah. So they had polarization even back then. How did Jesus handle that? Grace and truth. And I think it'll be really cool to unpack this series with that in mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, mental health. It's now a lot more aware.
Oh, for sure. Like even growing up as a kid and teenager and watching movies and that sort of thing, if someone was going through something intense or whatever, it was just like, oh, the shrink. And it was like the nickname for a psychologist would be the shrink. And it was always looked out of like, oh, you only went to them if you were crazy or if you were like a celebrity.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that meme of they're the sorts of people that see a psychologist. But in the last like 10 years, that's so shifted.
Yes.
So shifted. So many more people are recognizing
mental health, like
mental health and how important it is to engage with it. Questions
like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And things like that, which is, I think, is so great as a society. But I think even at the table, even at our moments with friends, it's something easy to shy away from. Especially in like a bloke's world, it's becoming a little bit more normal. There's some great charities and great mental health awareness programs out there. But what are we doing when someone says, hey, I've been really feeling depressed? Sometimes it's like, oh God, like, okay, cool. Or we just go straight into telling them, do this, do that. Oh, you need to like lie on your tummy and put your hands on your head and you'll be all, like, what does mental health look like from that biblical perspective? Having a mind on things above, having peace in your heart that you can't explain.
Yeah, totally.
What does that look like? Mm. So this is going to be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, but me I'm too. Also just like, got so much to learn.
Teach me your ways.
There's a lot I personally need to learn in this.
No, me too. And so, I'm really excited because as like it's not going to be you and me chatting about it.
Yes.
We're going to get as – did I say that at the start?
No.
Well, if I didn't say it at the start, we're getting some guests on. We're going to kind of rotate, interview some different people, people that are going to be speaking on these things at our church over the next few weekends.
Yeah.
We're going to dive deeper with them, really hear what the Bible says about it. And
Yeah,
well, that's all we have time for today. I'm so excited to keep diving deeper into this new series of Table Talk.
Yes, it's going to be good. Same. It's going to be so good. If this has sparked any kind of curiosity in you, if you're just interested to dive deeper, we're actually going to be unpacking these topics week on week for the next few weeks in our church services on Sunday. So if this has interested you in any kind of way, head to c3syd.church to find a location near you, and we can't wait to see you there.
Yeah, see you there.